When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. Ooh.
It's a wild guy.
Here's Nikki.
Oh my God, here I am. It's Nikki Glaser. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
You okay?
I guess.
What's going on with your brain?
I don't know, dude.
Short term.
Wait, are you hearing things get fast?
I'm hearing the song still.
But it's like fast and weird.
Are you stroking?
Oh, I might be. Jesus Christ. I was getting my hair done yesterday and the girl thought there was an earthquake. And she was like, oh, no, I think I'm just having a body problem. Like, she was just like, there's an earthquake. I was talking about pedophilia at the time, so maybe it was a change of subject, but I was going into a lot of detail at a high volume because there's, you know, blow dryers going off nearby about how everyone's been molested. So maybe it was a change of subject, but she was actually, this girl that does my hair.
It is a good code word. Earthquake.
Yeah.
I mean, it really brings things to a
stop. I mean, definitely.
Where were you? Here?
Here in St. Louis.
Are there a lot of earthquakes? There has been like
we are on the New Madrid fault line.
Oh.
I wanted to say New Madrid, but no, we pronounce it New Madrid here.
But it's spelled Madrid?
Yeah.
Love that.
So yeah, we're on a big fault line.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't even know. Oh, I'm stroking out today because I forgot that I've been having really short-term memory loss that is different than when I smoked pot, where it would be like, it would happen all the time. But sometimes I do something and literally seconds later, I'll be like, we need to do that thing. And they're like, we just did it. It's really, it doesn't scare me for some reason, even though it probably should.
Yeah.
Because it's just such an
like,
easy fix.
Like, what's a great example?
Right like,
what's
now, a, like, oh, okay. When we snap so that when the video editors can all know, you know, we do like the, like, you know, the little thing they have in movies where it's a clipboard and you're going to clip, you know, that black and white thing. That really is a thing that's in movies. People don't know that like actually exists in TV and stuff. It seems like
I feel like everyone knows it from Wayne's World.
Oh.
Remember 3, 2, and they always
and they
would
one
say,
with no.
They would always go one and they're like, don't say it. And you don't say the one. I don't know.
But
anyhow.
You see so many videos where people go one and they're like, hi. And you hear the person taping say one. Anyway, I just been having those. Go. Yes, go. And or just someone's face just going from like dead to like on. And you know, we talk about that all the time. I was just doing a bunch of press for our show. It's going international. It just debuted in South Africa, Romania, and Canada. So I was just talking to a bunch of South African journalists and just having that Zoom moment of like the interview's over and just being like, thank you. And like keeping the smile going because it's still, I still feel happy. It wasn't fake, but it's hard to just not drop your face immediately.
So you've been repeating to yourself, you feel like, do you forget other things? Like sometimes in the shower, I'll forget that I just washed my whole body and then I'll go, did I wash my body? You know, things like that. Little things like that I forget a lot.
Yeah, I'll do stuff like that. I'll be like, did I put those clothes in the dryer? Or did I pick up that thing on the ground that I meant to pick up? And then I'll go back and look and go, it's gone. Yeah, I picked it up, I guess. I don't know where I put it. Now that's a whole other conundrum. But, you know, little things like that that you're supposed to pay attention to, I think as you get older, it'll be like, but it's not to the point where it doesn't matter if I remembered or not, if we clicked. Like, that's okay. Yeah. I can have that.
I don't know when you start being alarmed, I guess.
When people start going, hey, we want to talk to you about something. And they like have this tone with you. Like, so we've noticed. Like, that's when hopefully you forget that.
Is that passive aggressive, that voice? Or is that just passive passive? I don't even know what that voice is, but gosh, is it triggering.
Do you know whose voice is so triggering? I put it on my Instagram story the other day. Tucker Carlson obviously is just the I'd rather listen to, you know. Well, I was just going to say something really dark, but I won't go there. But I just picked the worst thing that you could ever listen to.
You getting a blow dryer and talking about pedophilia?
Yeah. I'd rather listen to someone mouth off about pedophilia over blow dryers. Hand rip earthquake.
Same episode.
But I just, the way he talks is like, and sometimes we don't do that. Like he talks like, I said it on my Instagram, he talks exactly in the same tone you would talk to someone, to a child about like, well, tonight you have to go to bed early because Santa's coming.
For your guns.
Santa will bring you presents. And sometimes he doesn't. Like, it is this cadence and this rhythm that is, I mean, I know that's part of, people go, well, you know, because they are children. He's talking to people that are simple-minded. And so you have to, but it's not. It's something, there's something a little hypnotic about it. It's like a rhythm he does, but I can't stand being talked to like a child. And he talks to like, but he's kind of talking like, and the liberals want you to think this. Like he talks about liberals in the way we talk, like we're talking about Santa. I don't know. It's just, I couldn't believe, I realized he talks like he's talking to children.
Yeah.
I hate him so much. I don't think I've ever hated anyone more than him. And and someone said the other day, he's getting more and more attractive. And how that's irritating. He is a good-looking man.
He's good. He looks like, you know, a captain of a lacrosse team. Kind of has the waff haircut.
I just don't like his tone. Don't have that tone with me, Tucker. I just want to see his drop
face. What if he called you a good girl while he had that tone? And he said, you're doing a great job.
No, because I knew it would be fake. He wouldn't be actually meaning it. Which, by the way, good girl, I looked it up last night. I didn't even look it up. I was on Reddit, of course, going to bed, and someone was talking about, one of the Reddit threads was, what's something you're into sexually that your family would be shocked to find out about you, or like the normal person? And people were like, anything, because it's my family, it's gross. But I think that's an interesting question, like your friends, like if Noah was into something and I was like, wait, what, Noah?
Well, the dividing of the balls on
balls
her
with
nose.
Her nose. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was.
But anyone like Noah who's like soft-spoken and like, has a chipperness. And
well, I would think for you, they'd be more shocked that you've only had sex with one person. Like, it's the opposite effect for you.
Well, I think
because people expect you to love, like,
well, roasting, I think, makes people think I'm, like, dominant and, like, want to be like, oh, yeah, what a fucking small balls and your dumb little dick. I'm going to fucking dominate you, pussy. Oh, you want that? You think you want that? Like, that kind of thing.
You should do that more often. That did feel pretty cool.
It would be kind of fun to do because I was reading last night and people that are subs also like to be dominant. So I think that I could be good at being, like, because sometimes, you know, I don't want to get into any details about my sex life currently because it's just perfect and I want to keep it that way by not talking about it explicitly. But there are times where I do feel like putting a little bit of like, no, this is happening and you can't fight it. is I know that turns me on so much that, and so much of the porn that I watch, which is I go to Reddit and I typed in forced orgasms, which is my favorite subgenre. It's where like girls are tied up and like being forced to come like a ton of times. But now there's a lot more men on those also having forced orgasms where women tie them up and like are like, you can't come, but like try to make them. So it's becoming more, I've been following this subreddit, never actually following it because I don't want that on my like record, but going to the subreddit for years now. And now it's just probably 20% men being tied up, having it done to them. And there's something about it where I have learned so much what I like as someone who is a sub that I feel like I do a really good job at being a dom because I know exactly what we want to hear. And sometimes when dominant people are following into that role just because their person likes to be a sub, not necessarily that they are naturally a dominant person, that sometimes they don't get it exactly right because they don't know what it's like to want that. But I know what it's like to want it, so I can probably give it pretty good, if that makes sense.
It is funny when someone's being a sub, but then also wanting you to do what they want, so they are dominant while subbing.
Oh, it's a tricky game I play, where I'm like, you know, I'll go...
do whatever you want to me, also a little slower.
I'll just go, you know, I'll just say, I don't know, like, I'll just, if you, you know, if I have an understanding with partners that I engage in this kind of stuff with where it's like I've never explicitly had like safe words, but there's a tone.
Yeah.
I go, please stop doing, I do a Tucker. I have a little bow tie on that's strangling me. Yeah. There's a tone where I go no more. Like I don't like being slapped. It shocks me. I like a slow like pressure. I don't like out of nowhere. But then sometimes I do like that if it's gentle enough. But like there have been times where it's like, oh, that falls in line with the rest of the stuff I like. But no that. And then yeah. I just go like I'll just do it as a character. Like I want to be good, but I just don't like being slapped. Like I'll do it as the character. Like, and he's like, get it, you know?
Yeah.
But I was reading about, because I've always been like, okay, what am I really into? And when I look in porn, I've always been like, Mike the Men, which is what this girl made me in LA. She's a graphic designer artist, and she made me a kind of collage with my face on it. It says Mike the Men on it. Yes. Because I just want men to be more mic'd in porn because I want to hear them say the things that I want to hear, which is good girl. Like, no, oh, you think you're going to do that? No, that's so sweet. You can't. Oh, look at you. Like, I like that kind of attitude.
Do you like grunting from a man? Because I found that
like
women
picking up things.
Yeah, like, oh God, your fucking bag's 49.6 pounds. No, like
it's always, it's like 49.89889.
Taking out a hair dryer.
Yeah.
No, like right before we come, kind of thing. Like,
I love a orgasm sound. On yeah, a guy. Love it. And I like when guys make noise. Like, oh my God, and that's
like
what I realized.
Holding it back almost. Yeah.
Yes. I realized last night the thing that I'm specifically into that I didn't know had a name for it, and I've always heard, but I didn't really put it two together, is a praise fetish. I like praise kink, which is, you know, good girl falls into that, but also like it's a wide array of things. But if you like hearing like compliments on your body, compliments on how tight you are, compliments on how big your dick is, if you like being shrouded in compliments, you might have a praise fetish. And they got into the psychology of it, which I find is interesting because most people, for me at least, I don't like compliments because I feel awkward with them sometimes. Same. And you feel like you don't deserve them. Mm-hmm. Now, when you are being forced to take them on, when you're in this like kind of fantasy world of sex, it becomes easier to have all these compliments. And it's also humiliating in a way to get complimented. A lot of us feel humiliation when people compliment us too much. And so humiliation is already a kink in and of itself. So a lot of times people have a praise fetish because it's partially humiliation because they're so embarrassed that they're getting all this praise about how hot they are or whatever. But I really definitely have a praise fetish to a degree where it's like, I want to find a name for it of what I'm into, which is being told I can't until I've been like, I've proven myself. And then I can, and that I've begged enough. I feel like a lot of times in porn, girls are like, please, can I come? And the guy's like, no. And then she's like, please. And they're like, sure. And I'm like, no, make him work for it a bit more. There's more than just one no. Like, get mad at her if she does. Like, I love when, I know this is getting really kind of too pornographic, but
no.
My favorite porn is when the guy is like, the girl's tied up or whatever, and he's doing stuff to her, and he's like, you can't come. And then she, and he's like doing everything he can to make her. Like, that's always what I ask for. I'm like, you do everything you can to make me come, and you tell me I can't. And if I do come, I've disappointed you, and I'm in trouble, and I'm going to have to pay for it. Like, that is my kink. And I feel like the best, the one that I like the most is, oh God, what was I? I was on a tangent, then I forgot. Fucking ham drip. So when a guy says, you can't, tries to make you, you beg and you beg, and then
you do it anyways.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. When they, my favorite, and this happens very rarely. If you ever find a porn where this happens, please send it to me. Please, 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 because there's no category for it. The girl sneaks one in and the guy catches her. Because you can sneak orgasms by just like, you know, not screaming, not doing stuff, and just, yeah. But your muscles contract down there. So, like, anyone who has enough knowledge of what a female body does when it has an orgasm will know when it's actually happening. Just because even if your face is like, no, I'm not. And when people go, did you just come? Oh, you think I wouldn't notice that? Like getting busted for it? Oh. And then my other one that I super can't find anything for is when a girl, like when perverted teachers, and I know that there's tons of those, perverted male teachers bring in a girl and she, and they like, make her, not make her do stuff, but they're like, oh, we're gonna show you like how to do some stuff, and they're like very gentle, very nice to her, and she feels like kind of like she has to do this because they're like older teachers, like elders of the church.
Wait, who's the girl?
A student.
Oh, okay.
A hot student. And she's just like curious and wants the stuff, but she also feels like, am I going to get in trouble? And they're like, no, the only way you won't is if you do it here under safe circumstances. Kind of like, you can drink, but only if you drink around me kind of thing. I love that. But it's, and I like creepy gynecologists. I mean, it's, I'm all over the fucking place.
Creepy gynecologists?
Gynecologists that don't fuck you, but they like do stuff with their fingers. I don't like, because every gynecologist video, it always, the guy ends up fucking the girl. Or like, she, and it's very obvious. I like where the girl's like, is this happening? And the girl's like having an orgasm, but like almost ashamed she is, because she's like, this isn't supposed to feel good, but like is having, and the girl likes it, yes. By the way. The, never is the girl, and not that there's any shame in if you do like things where the girl's like, I don't like this, because to each their own. Rape fantasies are a thing. They are not rape, they're fantasy. But for me, I like when the girl's like, I like this and I feel guilty that I like it. I think someone could diagnose me with a personality disorder based on what I just said.
I mean, I think everything you're saying aligns with people that like stepmom porn. It's like you can't have it.
I can't get into that yet. You can't. Man.
What do you mean?
I want to, but I won't let myself. Like, there's something about like a stepdad or like a dad making the girl like go down on her stepmom, mm-hmm. or something that. I gotta be honest, it is intriguing to me. I don't have step parents, but like bringing parental things into it obviously is so taboo and wildly popular.
Yeah, well, stepsister is probably number one on.
But I don't have any step siblings, so I can't.
As someone that has them, it doesn't.
Doesn't do it for you?
No, no, it just, it doesn't. I don't let my brain doesn't go, hey, man, I got a stepsister, Melanie, I could. Jerk off right. To this. Like, it doesn't really connect that way for me.
But I don't have church elders either, and I still want that fantasy. And I don't go to the gynecologist. I've been waiting to get into one for years. None of them will.
It's like you're getting meds for your.
I'm like, will you also check out my asshole? And they're like, no, we don't do that here. This is a. What I go, most of the stuff I watch online, you guys are doing all the holes.
Oh, you think urology goes into the proctology? I mean, it might as well.
I just love any...
A 3-for-1, like a BOGO?
I don't know how people don't watch porn. And just, I've been trying to use my imagination, and it's... I've gotten far, but not far enough. Like, it's just, there's something... It almost feels like when Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, remember when they're farting to keep afloat?
Burping.
Okay, yeah. Well, that was a different... That was a porn I watched.
Yeah, that was...
you know that when they're queefing so they can stay alive?
Yeah.
But... You know how they're trying to keep, like, they keep falling and they keep trying to burp to, like, oh, get it more up and up? That's how I feel with fantasies, is I get up high and then it starts to fall and I keep trying to, like, keep the fantasy in the air and it starts to dissolve away. Like, my brain does not keep a storyline going. And it's not because of my ADD. It's not because of my short-term memory.
Wait, this is when you try to masturbate without porn?
With like a fantasy where I'm like, okay, let's just run through like my ideal scenario of something that could actually happen in my life. And I start going with it. It's, I used
to
feel like.
You start searching porns that you actually are more closer to you. Like the idea of like, you haven't been to a gynecologist in a while. You don't have elders. It's but such that, a fantasy.
No, those
it
are
might
my
be
favorite
hard,
ones.
But that might be hard to keep up because it's so far away from you.
No, there are no fantasies of like backstage after a show, this comedian who has struggled to find love
to
through most
own.
Of her life and was a virgin until she was 21 and is into anal stuff, gets a visit from a, you know, like it just Dave Matthews shows up. Like that, those yeah. fantasies don't really.
Who knows? Have you typed that in?
I probably
it's such
have.
A long, I wonder what the record is for someone typing in a specific thing they're looking for in a porn.
I've just started
it sounds
getting
like you've
paranoid
typed in
about
paragraphs before.
I typed in words yeah. and just gotten more specific because there is.
I just type in like natural tits.
Yeah.
I know.
Speaking
we're
of,
very
I've
different.
Got some man. I have KBTs today, big time. I feel like my premenstrual cycle starts 8 days before I start bleeding, and my boobs hurt so bad today. I felt like my bones were made of
soup.
Why
do tits hurt?
I just feel heavy, and I don't know. They just like are painful. They just feel like, oh, I've had to use a bra that is only like I never even fit in normally. They're just, but they're not like luscious. They're like udders. I feel like disgusting today, but also okay with feeling disgusting. Noah, do you relate? We'll find out after this break. Andrew!
Every road leads to another road. If you take two, you'll end up going back.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Noah, do you get premenstrual symptoms like 18 years before your period even starts and then also 5 days after it ends so that you never get a break ever?
I want to know.
All the time. But I like having... Wait, what does the K stand for in KBT?
Kettlebell tits.
Oh, kettlebell. Okay.
Yeah, they're kettlebells today.
Yeah, so like I like having weight. I'm always like walking around just like cupping my boobs just to hold them as they're bigger.
Yeah, that is. There's just something fun about that. In 2 days, they're going to be amazing and they'll be like more full. But right now they're just like, they hurt and they feel like they're pulling on my skin. And like, it made me feel like what girls must feel like when they get implants and they are still sore from surgery. And I felt a lot of empathy for girls who get their tits done today.
It sucks that your tits feel their biggest while also hurting. Like,
I know, because when guys want to play with them, yeah, you can't really get that rough. Or the pain actually feels good, let's be honest with ourselves. No, if you're into that.
Estrogen causes the breast ducts to enlarge, and progesterone production causes the milk glands to swell. That's why your tits hurt.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah,
I guess we learned something today.
I learned that I don't want you to ever read about the female anatomy.
I got more for you if you need it. The menstrual cycle.
That sounds like my porn search. The longest porn search ever. I went to Wilco this weekend to the Solid Sound Festival in Northampton.
In New York? You're looking at me.
Not
like
Northampton.
Outside Albany, right?
North Adams. Massachusetts. Anyway, it's where Mass Mocha. It's the Berkshires. I didn't know I was in the Berkshires. Oh. It's so freaking beautiful. I flew into Albany. When I did Carpool Karaoke with Wilco, which I've talked about on the show, they were my favorite band since 2007. And I used to be obsessed with them, all these things. And over the years, I've become an adult and less obsessive. But then, you know, Carpool Karaoke called. They asked who I would do it with. I said Wilco, thinking they were way too cool. We did it. It was the best time ever. And while I was there a few months ago in Chicago doing that, they invited me to the Solid Sound Festival, which is their music festival that it's like Wilco sponsored and Wilco plays, and it's all bands that are friends with Wilco, and there's comedy there. And I always was like, God, I really want to go to that. But I don't want to ask to go. Like, I wanted to go perform in the comedy tent, and it's John Hodgman is the one that does it, Nick Offerman. It's all these like kind of intellectual comedians that I felt
Gondelman
like
was
Josh Gondelman was there, but every year it's John Hodgman is the one that puts it together, and he's, you know, an author, and you know, he's was on The Daily Show, just a brilliant guy. And I just felt like, oh, I don't know if I'd even fit in there. And so this year they were like, yo, yeah, you should go. They mentioned it in Chicago, and I was like, okay. And it was funny, Crystal, their manager, was like, everyone says they'll go, but no one ever shows up. Like, you were the only one that's out. She's like, it's really cool that you showed up. And I was like, I wouldn't miss this for the world. Like, me and Nick Offerman, who played, what's his name on Parks and Rec? He, you know, he talks like this. He has a mustache and he's grumpy all the time on the show. He really does talk like this in real life. And he is also one of the biggest. Ron Swanson. He's also one of the biggest Wilco fans ever, and we are very similar in that we both love Wilco and can't believe we're friends with them. Like, he is exactly like me.
Yeah.
Exactly where, and he's been going to this festival for years and years and years. He's been friends with Jeff for a while. He got Jeff on Parks and Rec, and that's how they became friends.
Oh, wow.
But Jeff Tweedy, the lead singer of Wilco. And so, but I'm there. So I got asked to go there. I go. They throw me on a secret show, but I'm really there just to like hang. Chris is supposed to go with me, my boyfriend. the morning of, we are going, he's not feeling well. He missed work the day before. We didn't hang out for a couple days because he was feeling sick. He's testing negative for COVID. No worries. I'm going to the airport. He's already there. And he's like, I just took a test. I'm positive. I'm going home. And I'm like, fuck. And so I go alone. And I'm like, it's just going to be awkward because I feel like I'm already just kind of, they loosely invited me, but they don't really want me to come. You know, and I was looking forward to just having that time with Chris to like not feel in the way. I don't want to be backstage like, hey guys, can I hang and jam out? And I just was like, oh fuck. And I'm someone who's constantly around people. People think that I'm good at doing things by myself, but I'm not really booked on this festival. No one knows I'm there. I have no friends there. Josh Gottleman's gonna be there, but he's not there until Saturday, and I get there on Friday morning. And but it was awesome because I get on the plane to go, and I'm feeling like, God, I wish I had COVID. I don't even want to go because these people don't even want me to go, and I'm going to be so awkward. And then all of a sudden, I see that Wilco's new album, Cruel Country, drops that morning. 21 songs, like almost triple album. And it might be triple, but you know, you can't tell on Spotify. And I was like, okay, I'll just start listening to this just to like gear up for the weekend, even though I kind of don't want to learn new music. I just want to see them play the hits. Like, I'm glad they have a new album, but I'm not ready to like, listening to music is hard, even if it's Taylor Swift or Wilco. But then I started listening and it was like so freaking good and healing. And I was still very anxious from like all the turmoil of last week in our country. And this album is about our country being like cruel and fucked up, but also like loving your country. And it's just that it's almost like, I was like, I can't believe he put up this album like on a week where we needed it so much. But the truth is, every week stuff happens in America where you go, it could have been, you know, there was a shooting the week before or the week before, you know, like, but this week it was just like, oh, I needed it so much. And I just spent enough time with it where I heard each song maybe 3 times. And then I selected a couple that I was like, these are my faves. And then that night I get there, I'm too scared to come out of my hotel room till 4 and head over to the festival. It's been going since 12. I got in at 12.
It's on Friday? Or
yeah, and I'm just like too nervous socially to be like, I'm just going to wander around, but I go over. I wander around by myself. It's just all Wilco fans.
When's Anya and Matt getting
there? Next day on Saturday. Okay. So then I finally like write to Crystal, the manager, who was like so nice and was like, oh, I'm here just wandering around. And she was like, oh my God, come backstage. And so I go backstage and I meet everyone. I have lunch with Nick Offerman. We are like talking about how much we love Wilco. And he's talking to me about how he got into writing books. And he talks exactly like Ron Swanson, but he's the kindest man ever. And he's so in love with his wife, Megan Mullally,
you know, who plays Karen from Will and Grace.
But he is like, he's like, I can't even believe I'm with her. He remembered that we interviewed him on our show, You Up, which I didn't think he would even remember. So I didn't do the thing of like, nice to see you again. I was just like, nice to meet you, because I assumed he wouldn't remember his press tour 3 years ago. But he was like, I believe I did your show when I was promoting one of my books. And I was like, you did. But then
that's
what
I love about you, Nikki. You're so down to earth. You're a star. Like, you are a celebrity and people want to have you around.
That's so nice.
I just like, this is one of the things that make you so lovable, because you're so humble and like down to earth.
I have bad self-esteem. Yeah, it just felt like no, I mean,
yeah, where does the humble
that's the thing, is where I'm like, I know, like, I have to remind myself, like, I'm accomplished, like, I deserve to be here, like, I'm an artist. Yes. Too, like, everything's okay. You're not less than, even if I didn't have all these, my IMDb didn't look like it does, I still deserve to be there. They asked me to be there. I'm a genuine fan. I don't want to be in the way. I'm not trying to be and so I get there and I don't know, it was awesome. Everyone's so nice. And that night, they're like, do you want to go side stage? I'm like, yes. Like, what? And so I go side stage. And the first night of the show, they play their 21-song new album back to back with no, like, no talking in between, just straight through. And there's just something so magical. If you're a music fan out there and you, like, know what it's like to be this obsessive about music and especially your favorite albums, like, this will never happen to me again, where I have only had exposure to an album of my favorite band for one day, where I only know a handful of songs well enough to even pick them out and be like, oh, I like this one. But there's a familiarity, there's this sweet spot where it's like, I mean, Wilco never performs for crowds that don't know every single fucking word of their song. And if they do, it's one song here and there, a new song. This is a whole album that none of these Wilco fans had any time to learn. So we're all just just dancing and like just watching, not lip syncing, you know, like that's hard for me at a concert to just like not know the lyrics. I had the best time of my life. I cried. I fell in love with songs. I fell in love with music. I just, and then I thought I was being annoying. And because I was just so enthusiastic, and I'm the only one on the side. I'm next to the sound guy that's doing all the sound for the monitors that the guys on stage are listening to hear the music back at them. And he's running around. There's so much crew. I mean, what it takes to put on a music show next to like versus a comedy show is absurd.
It's an amphitheater. It's outside.
Yeah, it was outside.
Okay.
And this place, Mass Mocha, if you've been, it's a museum. It is the coolest festival. It was so much. It was like unlike any other festival I've ever music festival I've been to. It's like contained, and it feels like Six Flags of music festivals. It's very easy to get around. It's paved. It's like it's just well done. It was a great festival. But then the second night, anyway, Anya comes.
But feeling of first record here, like you listen to it first time ever on the plane,
and I'm like having like a little bit of a sob story for myself. Like Chris can't come, and I'm gonna be alone.
But as someone that, you know, I think there's a ton of our listeners that can't listen to new music. You're just so stuck on even your favorite artists, their old albums.
Yes.
But what a way to experience it where you go, it doesn't even feel new anymore. It's like it feels like part of you.
Yes.
Because of this experience and because you got to.
And if Chris would have been there, I wouldn't have listened to that album. Yeah. And that night I would have been listening to these songs for the first time, which is not the same as the third and fourth time.
It's not.
The fourth time you hear a song you love is maybe the best it will ever be. Right now I'm literally in a honeymoon phase with the song Story to Tell from Cruel Country. Please, besties, get on board with this. It is the saddest, most beautiful song. I don't even know what it means. Jeff is so poetic, but it starts out, I have been through hell, on my way to hell. And he's funny, it's weird, it's beautiful. And that song, there's nothing better than when I find my new favorite song and I'm in this stage where I'm like, I just learned the lyrics to it. And I...
Now, how many times do you listen to your favorite new song?
A thousand. I kill it. It's like Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson. The flame will burn out. It's too good to not have sex with it constantly. I just can't stop.
I guess it's nice, though, to be a fan of Wilco, which I'm kind of a fan. For my brain, it's hard when it's so lyrical. But this song isn't? Or just
Wilco
in general?
Wilco isn't, because none of his lyrics make sense. It's all like... weird.
No, for me though, that's like where the lyrical, like not how, like for like trying.
You want it to make more sense.
Yeah, but less as poetic. Someone that's a huge fan, it's got to be fun because when songs are so simple, you could beat them to death, and in 3 days you're like, oh, I'm kind of over it because I know every word. It's so easy in my brain, like As It Was by Harry Styles. I like that a lot.
Yes, that song.
I'm over it.
I fucked it.
Yeah,
I had a great weekend in New York with As It Was.
Yeah.
And then his other song, Daylight.
Daylight. Fucked the shit out of that.
We're still seeing each other.
Oh, you're cool. Yeah.
It's going down on me a lot, but I'm getting tired. It needs to do more. Like the Stern version, the live version.
Yeah.
It's nice that it can sometimes shave its beard and be like a little bit different. That's how I feel about the Stern version versus the studio album. I'm like, I want a little bit more of a dirty version of Daylight. But,
I guess what I'm saying with if there's going to be a song to over-listen to and that you won't get sick of it just yet.
Something that
you kind of have to put together or something.
Yeah, melodically, it just doesn't do what you think it's going to do. It surprises you every time. But I just want to say, so then Saturday comes along. I sleep until fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was too scared because I was so drained emotionally from the show the night before. And also, I was feeling a little depressed. I was getting into PMS mode. My kettlebell tits were coming in. And Anya and Matt and their friend Chris, who worked on all the songs that I made, he's a musician too, they came from where they live in New York, 3.5-hour drive. They were coming to hang out. And I got them tickets through Wilco, who are so nice and just give me anything I want. They let me go to the merch booth and they're like, just anything you want. Just tell them you're Nikki and that Crystal said you can have anything. And it was the best. So, because all I used to wear was Wilco stuff. So, like, to now just have, it's like supermarket sweep. Or, like, I feel like one of those kids on the Nickelodeon where they used to, like, let them in Toys R Us and just grab a bunch of toys. That's what I'm like there at the Wilco merch booth. But, so.
How many things do you grab, though, when things are free?
I only did four.
Yeah.
I did it.
There is a limit, though.
But I did tell Crystal, yeah, yeah. I have my eye on the jean jacket. I don't want to overextend, but if there is an extra jean jacket, no, I want everything. I will literally take everything. If Crystal's watching this, I was modest. I want literally every piece of merch, and I will wear it every single day. And I'm not joking you. I want everything. But I was just trying to
cool. It's an interesting thing, though, of like going overboard, but while trying to... You want everything, but you want it to seem
Yeah, when people go, have whatever you want, I go, can I have everything then? And they're like, well, we didn't mean that. And you're like, okay.
So, what did you mean? We meant one shirt.
I got a hat. I got a short sleeve shirt. I got another short sleeve shirt. And I got a sweatshirt that I made that only had an extra large, which is what I like.
Cut
in sweatshirts.
It down.
But made it a dress. And it was Jeff Tweedy dress. And I wore it the second night to the show. So I'm side stage the second night. And the second night, they play what they want. It's just like a fun set mixed with some of the new stuff that is great. And Anya was there. We're both side stage. No one else is side stage, by the way. There's not room for anyone else. And I feel in the way. I feel annoying, but I'm assured that you are not. It's fine. And all the guys, I know all the guys at this point because I did carpool karaoke. They're so freaking nice. And after the first night, some of them said to me, like, your enthusiasm was so nice for us, like how much you were into it. And I didn't know if they were being nice or not, but I was like, I'm going to trust that they meant that. And so tonight I'm just going to really enjoy myself. And so the second night I'm
when
with Anya.
You stand- oh, sorry.
Go right on the side state. Like,
no, but do you do it before they went up? Did you already do your stand up at this
point? Oh, stand up was during the day. Stand up is like, well, whatever. It was amazing. It was with.
No, but I
it was
I
at
would,
the.
Yeah, I would feel like. So it was just a comedy.
A comedy show. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was awesome. I mean, it's indoors. It's a huge venue, huge room. It's where Wilco practices. Was practicing before they went on the big stage.
Got
but it
you.
Was amazing show. Nick Offerman, me, Josh Gondelman, a comedian named Io. I forget her last name. She's incredible.
And you did what, 10, 15?
I did 30 minutes.
But, you did 30?
Yeah. And I did like jokes about Wilco. We were calling like, I was like, this is so great. It's not like Coachella at all where everyone cares about what they look like. You guys like just don't give a shit. And some of you should. Like, did any of you even, am I at a music festival or a float trip? Like, what's happening here? And I was just, you know, giving them shit about and how much Wilco fans love wearing Wilco merchandise. I was like, none of you are trying to be cool where you're like, I'm not going to wear the band to the band. You're like,
are you wearing the Wilco sweater?
No, I wasn't. Oh. At this point, I was wearing, I don't think I was wearing a Wilco shirt, but I was like, but I'm one of you. I love that shit. And then me and Josh Gondelman and were backstage, and Anya and Matt, we were all trying to come up with like funny, because Wilco fans are usually like older men, you know, like they just are kind of older people. And so I was like, your merch booth is insane here. You have ever, like they have so much merch. Crystal, who runs the merch, is like, it's just cool shit. And there's tons of like like fanny packs and like hats and buttons and jean jackets and socks and guitar picks, like anything you could want. And so we were just going over like, we were taking Wilco songs and making them funny like items. I was like, there's a lot of new items coming out. And I was like, it's like fast fashion in there. The merch booth has like thousands of options. I was like, and then Josh Gondelman gave me the line. I was like, it's like Forever 41 in there. And so then I was like, you guys have like Casino Queen. One of the songs is Casino Queen. I was like, they're coming out with a Casino Queen, Craftmatic Adjustable Bed. There's the song Heavy Metal Drummer. I'm like, there's the Heavy Metal Hip Replacement. That's going to be released on Sunday. So get in line for that. Wait, let me go through the other ones. You have the... there's a song called I need a camera. And I was like, there's the I need a camera. Like, no, I would like a camera, not one on your phone. I want to take it like an old picture, like just some old man bitching about it. She's a jar opener for arthritic people. There's the Sky Blue Sky Alice. Summer Teeth Dentures. I am trying to break your heart brand pacemaker. And so, yeah, I was just going off. But
and Gondelman's the perfect person to bounce.
He was like, this is what I was born to do.
Yeah, yeah.
It was nice.
You don't know Josh Gondelman. He's fantastic.
He writes for Desus and Mero. He used to write for
John Oliver
show. He's a great comedian, Josh Gondelman.
Anyhow, but yeah.
And I have so much more to say. I do want to share one last thing, that the best thing that happened to me that I put on my Instagram was that I felt annoying the whole time because I was dancing so much and having like the best time. And especially when it's all the songs the second night that I like know every word to. And he played She's a Jar because he knows from when we did Carpool Karaoke, that's my favorite song that I want like on my funeral playlist. And I cried when we did Carpool Karaoke to it. And it was just like, he just knows what it means to me. And one of the roadies came up to me and was like, I just want to let you know, I've worked with him. I've worked with this band for 12 years. That's the fifth time I've seen them play that live. I just want to know. And then some of the band members later came up to me and was like, you know, we were playing She's a Jar. Like they did it for me. He did it for me. Yeah. It was really, that's really so meaningful. Cute. And then afterwards, I just want to play this. So I am just gobsmacked at how amazing the show was. I feel like I feel like high. I'm just like just the happiest I've ever been. And they're walking off stage and I'm holding my phone because I want to film them walking off stage because they're walking right by me. But I also don't want to be holding my phone because I want to applaud. So I put my phone in my fanny pack and just let it record so I could just have them coming off. Yeah. And I wasn't trying to record them like acknowledging me. Like I did not want them to be like, I wanted to just applaud them and tell them great show because they did. And so I'm doing that. And then this is what Jeff says to me. And I'm so glad I caught it on tape because I probably wouldn't have believed it if I would have not recorded it. So I just want to play this really quick. So I'm applauding and you got to listen to me. I played this for Kirsten and she was like, it sounded like you were like, thank you forever. Like, I'm so obsessed. Listen to this. Okay.
A+++.
The best side stage person of all.
Oh my God, it's an honor. Thank you for letting me rock out. You're amazing.
So wait, one more time. I start out by saying A+++ because I'm just like, as they're walking by, I'm like, A++ because they're like, they haven't played live in a while. And yeah. I'm trying to think of like what I would want to hear if I really gave the best performance that a fan of mine could ever imagine. Because that is what happened to me. So listen again.
A++.
Side stage person of all.
Oh my God, it's an honor. Thank you for letting me rock out.
Thank you for letting me rock out. But he said, you're the best side stage person ever.
Yeah.
And so that is like, I am now like, I'm going to every Wilco show I can because if they actually do like my enthusiasm, it literally is the best feeling I could ever have in my life. I would literally give up sex to just have that feeling the rest of my life. Like that was my favorite feeling of all the feelings.
I think they learned too that like, although you did pick them from Carpool Karaoke and you know lyrics to your favorite song, I'm sure when they see someone know the catalog, like you know, like there's something like, I don't know, beautiful to it. And you showing up, although you don't think you're important at times, it's just as like you showing up for them and being there for them. They feel the same way, and you need to like take that in a little bit. It's like, you're a good girl. No,
yes.
but just take that in too, because you know what? In their mind, they're thinking, holy shit, this fucking badass comedian is like really enjoying an old man band. You know what I mean? Or like whatever it is. Like they're
sure.
So, you know, I mean.
And I know as someone who has fans like me with Wilco that I. And Jeff is someone who I relate to. People were like, do you relate to Jeff because you're both from like the Midwest? He's from Belleville, which is very close to St. Louis. It's practically St. Louis and obviously Chicago band. They're like, do you think it's because of like your Midwest roots? And I'm like, no, it's our depressed roots. Like he's a depressed person. He, you know, grew up like addicted to things and with anxiety. And that's why I like him so much is like I relate to him as being someone who does not think he's cool. He thinks so... He's constantly like, I know Jeff, like, because I am him. And I was like, I took him, like, the last thing I said to him was like, I want you to know this album is the best thing ever. And you need to know this. You need to let it in. You need to let it in. Like this, I'm not bullshitting you. It is so freaking good. And I hope you hear this. I hope you hear me. I'm not lying to you. And, but I know it's hard because you just go, they're being nice or they don't really know that I kind of tricked them with this one thing, but it was the best weekend. And
there's something about being
taught me to go to
at a music
alone.
Festival. And like, it's nice to, you know, it sucked that Chris couldn't go, obviously.
Yes.
But
and it would have been a whole different
thing. But to take that
thing.
And to flip it and go, you know what? Granted, Matt and Anya were there, but there's something about going to an event
alone
where you could literally be whatever the fuck you want to be. And whether it's a fanatical fan or maybe someone that just sits at the lawn and doesn't even want to partake but just wants to have their own moment. There's something beautiful about that. So
yes,
I don't know. It's cool that you took that
recognized.
And like,
I was just like walking around quietly, like just observing. It was nice to be alone.
Yeah.
But it was scary. And now I realize how people feel when they're like, I'm scared to go alone. Like, it takes courage and it takes a lot of like triumph over anxiety. But like, just try it. You can always leave. That was my thing. I was like, I can always leave. I don't have to stay.
That's the best about being alone. You can always
leave. You can leave. Oh. You can always leave. So I think that's the thing. So many people don't want to do things that they're scared of because they're like, well, then that's just the way I'm going to be the rest of my life. And it's like, no, you can always go back to the way you were doing it. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh, boy. Hope you had all the swells this weekend. Happy Memorial Day. All the swells, apparently. All the swells. It's Monday. You know what that means? It is Monday. Back to you, Noah.
Okay, so you guys have some tour dates this weekend in Cleveland,
that's right.
Ohio, the Agora Theater, and Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall in Pennsylvania, and the Lyric in Baltimore on Sunday.
Yeah. And we got a celebrity coming to the Baltimore show. I'll tell you later.
I know who.
Really?
Who?
Ray Lewis.
No way. But we got good shows coming up. Cleveland, I love performing in Cleveland. And then, is it in Pittsburgh? Is that probably where that is?
Mohom or whatever?
I mean, Pennsylvania has given us such great shows so far. Yeah, please come out to those shows. I think tickets are still available, nikkiglaser.com/tour. And yeah, thank you, Noah.
Okay.
What's the first news story?
According to the International Society for Sexual Medicine, there is no normal frequency of sex for couples, providing everyone in the relationship is happy.
Oh.
So how often a couple should have sex depends on what the people in the relationship decide works best for them. And that can range from no sexual activity at all to a few times a day, week, or year.
Wow, a day.
I know that you've been curious about that.
Well, you know, there's so many things where it's like, what's the right amount of times I should eat fruit or exercise? And no one ever just goes, whatever you want. That's kind of the only time where it's like, whatever. Like, you sleep as much as you want, but people go, that's a little too much. That's not enough. But you're essentially doing whatever you want all the time. It's nice to know that with sex, it is kind of whatever you want, as long as both parties are happy. Well, and that's the tough part.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I'm trying to do this thing where your dopamine level, you don't always, like, I saw something where, like, if something's giving you, like, high dopamine, making you happy, like, you could almost reject it sometimes to make it, you talk about this a lot, to the buildup of it, you know? And a lot of couples, like, in other countries, whatever, they won't have sex for two, like, it's just, we're not going to have sex for 2 weeks because in 2 weeks we're going to fucking want it so bad. And that if you keep whatever filling that dopamine up, like we do with TikTok or whatever, like, then it's going to make you sad and it's going to start depleting.
It stops being even exciting to do. So, like, yeah, I love waiting.
So if you fuck once a week or once every day, that doesn't, it's not a negative. You don't have to look
special.
Yeah. So anyhow. But yeah.
I agree. I feel like, though, that it can be, I don't know, the kinds of sex that you have. For me, then this is obviously because we just heard everyone's different. For me, I feel like I think that there should be, I would like just like cuddling sometimes, or just like intimacy of like touching and like kissing and just maybe dry humping, maybe not to completion a couple times or whatever, or maybe just, you know, a beach on the couch that isn't, you know. And then there's sometimes where it's like, no, I'm going to lay out everything I want you to use on me. I want to lay out, I want to set the stage, put down towels.
Remind me of Braveheart when they lay out the different ways that he's going to kill him. It's like a bunch of tools.
Probably the same spread. I have war paint on.
Freedom.
Yeah. I feel like it's different kinds of sex, but that's interesting. Good to know. Next story.
Boom, boom. Tell me what you think about this. Boom. Coinbase, which is just like a cryptocurrency company, is reportedly testing out having employees rate each other in an app with a thumbs up or thumbs down after meetings and other interactions.
Oh. What? This seems insane.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. The staff are reportedly asked to evaluate one another after meetings and other interactions based on how well they model 10 core company values. And
who wants to model company values? Like, who?
Let's do it in the metaverse too. You know what though, if you give someone a thumbs down, you have to show your face.
How about that?
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, on YouTube now, you can unlike something and it doesn't show you how many unlikes.
Yeah.
You only show positive. So, I mean,
I don't mind hearing negatives. I just don't. I don't know.
Oh, there's, I do.
Do you think employees should rate each other?
No, because I think that it's competitive.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
the
would,
problem.
A lot of times I don't like something because they're better than me at something. Or they're doing a better job. Or they're naturally more inclined to this thing. So a lot of times I will, if the
you're
worst version of me
down,
or thumbs yes. down someone who's actually doing a great job because I'm threatened by them.
Yeah, so your company's going to suffer because you're thumbing someone down because they can produce better than you.
Yeah, so maybe the company should just follow whoever's getting the most thumbs down is probably...
give them a raise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the negative stuff, I just can't... I know criticism is important to grow from, but I just don't think... I think we already are so all feeling constantly inundated with comparing ourselves to people and feeling less than that there's no one should invite any of that in their lives.
Yeah, I find sometimes I seek it out. I don't know why.
Oh, I never do.
It's such a stupid thing.
I even read Wilco's, after I listened to the album, I'm like, I want to see what people think of this, music reviewers. And so I saw Stereo Gum had posted something on Instagram, and I'm like, I'll read it. And I will stop reading it if it disagrees with, if it is saying that they're not good, I'm going to take it. Like, I was almost reading it as like, I'm in the band. And they fucking loved it. And I was like, yes. And so then I read the next thing. Everyone, I mean, this album's critically acclaimed across the board. And when I saw Wilco this weekend, it was the day it came out and I'm seeing everyone from the band. And I was like, hey, not to trigger you. I don't know if you read reviews, but I'm not going to say anything. It's all good. I just want to say everyone's getting it and it's very exciting. But I had to preface it that with I don't want to trigger you because smart people who I think Wilco are don't read reviews. And Jeff, I've heard, used to not. And now he kind of is in a, sometimes you just go through a period where you seek it out. And
yeah, I think very smart people are susceptible to, I was
feeling
just
bad about themselves.
Norm Macdonald.
I haven't seen it yet,
but he was just talking about how he'll always take part in a poll. Like, no matter how smart you are, if there's a poll, you're gonna...
Oh, polls are so fun. That's why on Instagram, I love those.
So, but to your point, if I read a review, for not even for myself, for a band, and I really love the band, and I love the album, and it's a negative, I'll start going, maybe I'm wrong. And I know I shouldn't.
That's what I said.
I know.
When I said
comments. I'll do it too. It sucks.
Because people,
I hate it.
I did an interview and someone goes, do you read the comments? And I say, no. But you know what? I know my friends and family read comments about me. And I know that they love me and they think those comments are probably wrong. But there's something in your brain that has happened to me when I look at a picture of someone on Instagram or I look at a video and then I read the comments and someone says something negative about it that I didn't notice. And then suddenly that is a part of my belief system about mm-hmm. this, and I have been influenced, even though that person, I don't know them, they misspelled things, they have made me skewed a little bit towards not liking this as much. And so to act like you or anyone who loves you is immune to reading reviews and feeling bad or comments, you're delusional and you need to stay away from them because there's nothing good there. It is going to the desert for water. It is there's nothing.
What because is what? Yeah,
there's also, nothing. Even the good is not
that,
good enough.
Even the people that I've and you know who really gets off on it, the people that hate whatever it is, and then they see another comment that just proves their point. And
when I hate something,
that.
And then so I go, God, I wish I could comment this thing, and then it's already commented, and I get to thumbs up it.
Yeah,
that's a disgusting part of my soul.
It really is. But I felt that way
generally when I'm
Jack
jealous.
Harlow. Oh yeah.
I'm jealous. This person is either really popular and making something that I think sucks and I just am mad about it, or they're really popular and they're making something that's really good and I'm convincing myself that I wouldn't even want to make something good like that. When
I felt
really
bad,
I'm jealous.
Though. I felt bad though, Jack Harlow, who I really do like. I loved his last album. I wanted this new album to be great and it just wasn't for me. And then Pitchfork was 2 points, something really low.
Pitchfork's always mean, yeah.
And there, and you know what? Part of me thinks Pitchfork is probably a snooty motherfucker, high on his horse.
It's
really,
one person.
Mr. Pitchfork?
Yeah, I mean, someone writing a review, it's one person.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I just feel part of me wants to be like, fuck you. You hate him because he's so mainstream. But then I was like, you know what? I agree. And I felt bad. I wanted it to be better. You know, sometimes you could read a negative review and be like, yeah,
we're
I agree.
We're allowed as artists to put out bad shit. I just want to say that to anyone who is maybe not an artist or whatever you do. Like, you're allowed to have a bad day at work and, like, put out a shitty report or whatever you do. You know why? Because it makes the good all that better. You're allowed to have a bad day at work. I'm allowed to put out a comedy special that isn't good. I'm allowed to put out a show that isn't good. We're all trying our best. And sometimes we, you know, if you watch the Carlin documentary, how many times did he reinvent himself or do what he wanted to do? And it just didn't hit with the zeitgeist. It just didn't, they didn't like it or they made fun of him. Then he just shifts and does something else and everyone fucking forgets about it. No one doesn't have to follow you and it doesn't have to be who you are. I have to allow myself to put out shit.
And people love a redemption story. Like, people do love, like, you know, the shittier it is and then the, if you really can make that left turn and make something great, sometimes, God, do people, because people go, I was right that it was bad. You know what I mean?
I watched the Sheryl Crow documentary last night and it was all about this. Let's go to break and come back with Reddit Top.
Boom, boom, boom.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We're back. I did watch the Sheryl Crow documentary last night on Hulu. It's so good. There's something in it that, like, was so wild that happens. I want people to just to check it out.
She dates Kid Rock?
No, I don't think she ever did, but she did that song up with Kid Rock.
I thought they were.
I can do a really good Sheryl Crow, by the way.
All right, I'll do Kid Rock.
Okay. Wait, what's the song? You know the song that they do?
Yeah.
I've been searching for you for a long time.
Can't seem to get you off my mind.
I've been something. I don't know the lyrics, but it's always I do feel like I do it. Hold on, let me try one more time. So sing,
I'll put your picture.
Yeah, it's
away.
Called Picture. Hold on, Kid Rock. Let me just look up the lyrics because I wanna
cry out to God.
Okay, the lyrics. Living my life in a slow. Okay. Been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. I wish I had a girl.
Good girl who missed me. I haven't slept in 3 damn nights.
Yes.
Yeah.
I put your picture away. Wait a second. Sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to him. Wait, hold on. I'm trying too hard to do it. No, last night I was doing it so well that the dogs were like, what's going on? Because it was like, I want to soak up the sun. He was doing a good impression.
It is
like
a hard voice to do if it's...
I can't do it without music in the background, but I swear to God I can do a really good Sheryl Crow.
Everyone at home is like, she's fucking...
They're like,
it's
please
on
stop. Please,
like, pitch
please
fork,
stop.
Come put it in
out
her
of pitch
heart.
Pitchy fork.
Someone fork or pitch.
Okay, so let's get to Reddit. I'm going to start with... This is your Reddit dong. Gotta feel like hell tonight. That's pretty good.
That was good.
Thank you. Okay,
that
I redeemed myself.
Redeem.
Right.
Hey, people love that.
People love it. Leaving Las Vegas.
All right, put out a different album.
All right, here we go. okay, so someone, this is a mispronounced. It's from the subreddit Bone Apple Tea, which is... a joke of Bon Appetit. Someone wrote Bon Apple Tea once, and so this is a subreddit of mispronunciations. And someone wrote a tweet that said, my joints hurt really bad. I think I have Arthur writes this.
Oh.
Which they probably just dictated arthritis, but it can correct it to Arthur writes this.
I love that.
This is from me, IRL. It's a tweet that I just relate to so much that I sometimes tweets, you just go, or memes, you go, how does someone nail it so hard? This is from Armand Doma on Twitter. I am 32 years old and still deeply terrified that consuming anything from the hotel room minibar will somehow bankrupt my entire family.
Dude, that is so true.
Relatable.
So relatable. What? I am a woman that has more money than I know what to deal with sometimes. I'm not bragging, but it's just true. And I still will not even think about touching anything in the minibar.
It's because we're told from when we're five, if you go near it, you're fucking dead
it's
by your
so
parents.
Funny.
It's
sometimes
so funny.
It made me want to do it now.
Sometimes I'm even scared to put like a water bottle in a hotel fridge because I think that there's like a weight in there. And if I take it out, they're going to think I took something out.
And then they're going to bank, like literally you will be homeless on the street because the prices are so crazy.
Yeah.
This is also from, this is from To Me IRL, For Me IRL. It's another subreddit of just tweets that are kind of on the mark. It's from Emily Murnane, Emily underscore Murnane on Twitter. It says, we don't need to get coffee to catch up. Honestly, I can just shoot you a text to let you know I have no updates and I am doing bad.
Save money on gas.
I love that because sometimes people want to get together and you go, what, like,
why do we have to bring coffee into this? Why do we have to make it a thing?
I know.
Just to fill your day, you know.
Yes. This is from ADHD Women. The subreddit, it's another tweet. It says, tries to learn someone's name. Brain. No, we are at capacity. Me. With what? Brain. Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. Me. Those aren't even real people. Those are Mambo Number 5 lyrics. Brain. A little bit of Monica in my life. Me. Please stop. Brain, the trumpets.
Yeah.
Like it just, I don't know why sometimes memes, that one probably doesn't work as much when I'm like reading it, but it really made me happy. Oh my God, this is another one from Emily Murnane that was on the last one. I did not know that I liked two of her things. This happened over weeks at a time. said people with good singing voices should not be allowed to do karaoke. Sorry, but it is not fun watching you do a little Star Search performance. I'm here to see drunk Keith fight for his life through Living on a Prayer as God intended. Tomorrow night is my birthday and we are going to sing karaoke. It was supposed to be tonight, but my sister and brother didn't get back in town in time. And I'm excited to do some Sheryl Crow and really, I'm thinking about opening it to the besties. So I just want to say, yeah. I think I'm going to do it. Tomorrow, if you're a St. Louis bestie, Wednesday, tomorrow, June 1st, if you want to come to Westport Social at around 6:30, we will be doing karaoke and hanging out. The karaoke rooms are small, so it might just be like a certain number of people can fit in at a time, but I would love to meet you and see you if you just want to go to Westport Social. There's tons of stuff to do there. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. You can go alone. I will greet you. So Westport Social tomorrow night at 7 o'clock is when it starts. This is one. Did I do this last week? It's from Thanks, I Hate It. And it says, your car will never make that noise for the mechanic. Your car is that, your car is like, that's our special noise. I can only make that noise for you.
Dude, I feel that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think with anything, like you could also, you know, you're having a pain when you go to the doctor and then when you get to the doctor, it goes away. Yes. It's like, no, I swear to God, dude, my kidneys are bleeding. They're like, no, you're fine. My car's, you know, there's that light and it always turns, for some reason, it turns off too. And then you think your car's fine.
I know. But the light is just broken. That's how fucking bad your car is. Yeah, like the bulb for that light
the
is
actual
out.
Thing. Yeah. Fucking, yeah.
Final thought. Here's one from Ask Men. It says, my girlfriend just asked, did you hear that asshole? And then she farted. What immature things do your partners do? I think that's so funny.
It's funny where like Brenna will maybe fart and she'll go, oh, it was just a toot. And it kind of was just a toot.
It does make such a cute.
But then I'll fart where the door, it's where the fucking, the light goes on in my car somehow.
Yeah.
And I'll go, a little toot. Like I'll cover it with a toot.
It's like
and
a foghorn. Like, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's literally not a, I don't know. That's fun. What do you do? Someone said
grips ice cubes in her hands, unbeknownst to me, then saunters up and seductively wraps her arms around me, then shoves her ice cold hands on my belly. That's cute.
Yeah. It's a little left turn.
My girlfriend does that stupid, what's that on your shirt? And then flicks my nose trick when there's actually something on my shirt. It's okay, though. I get her back by wetting my hands, then rubbing them on her face while saying, I hate it when I pee on my hands. Oh, I do that all the time whenever I go to the bathroom and wash my hands. And I shake someone's hands. I go, "It's." I just went to the bathroom. It's not what you think. It's pee. I say that a lot.
I would never wash my hands.
Someone said, I like to get in elaborate poses before I let one go. My wife just laughs and calls me an idiot. For things my wife does, she likes to play punch me in the face, and I'll sell it like I got hit by Tyson. She loves that one. I don't know what that is. I'm trying to think of funny things I do.
My brother got me when we were younger. He put ketchup on his hand and grabbed a knife. And I thought I cut him, you know? Or like I had a knife and then he like, somehow he threw ketchup and I thought I slit his wrist.
I got ketchup on my hand. And I was like running around crying.
Yeah?
And I was going to the bathroom and I remember an old man saw me walking in the bathroom and was like, are you okay? And I was like, what? Like, it was so scary to have an old man just, like, grab me and be like, are you okay? And I was
I'm not.
No. Yeah. I got ketchup on my hand. I think that we do so many dumb, like, little inside
your
joke
gummy
things.
Worm.
But, oh, that was for another boyfriend. Yeah, but that was fucking weird. I mean, yeah, I once, my ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex-ex- understand how anyone doesn't do stuff like that for their boyfriend if their boyfriend isn't grossed out by that kind of stuff. So he liked gummy worms. That was his favorite snack. He was coming to visit me in California. I was picking him up from the airport. I knew he would finger me immediately upon getting in my car. So I put a gummy worm in my vagina so that when he fingered me, he'd go, "What the fuck is that?" And he'd pull out a gummy worm. And he did. And it was funny.
And then his dick was a gummy worm all weekend.
Yes.
Boom. Knock him. You set him up, boys.
Oh, boy. I think that I do.
That's a fun one, though.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I mean, what was one that I did? Chris, now, how long?
What
so
if he
elaborate?
Didn't finger you? How long do you let the gummy sit in you?
No, I would have grabbed his hand and go, "I have something to show you." You know, I
yeah,
wouldn't
it comes
have
right out.
Yeah, but people are like shocked that I did that. I'm sure it fucks up my pH balance. But you know what else fucks up my pH balance down there? A man's dirty hand. So it's like, who cares? What is, people go, you put a sanitary, a thing that I'm supposed to eat right from the package. I put it in my vagina and you're acting like that's so shocking. You put men's dirty fingers and penises in your pussy.
Dorito fingers.
Or even your own fingers. I think that, I'm trying to think of like,
do you ever
take
a tit out? That's what I do. If I'm wearing a tank top, we'll have a serious conversation and I'll like just turn around and I'll just respond back. And it takes always like a couple
so
to notice.
Funny.
That's fun.
That's one of my favorite bits too, is just acting like, I like to play the character of like, I don't know what to do with them. It won't stay in. This shirt doesn't fit. And I'll just keep going like, but it's not working. And it kind of, it's a Rachel Feinstein move of like, my boobs are too big and I don't know what to do with them. She has a great bit about girls just being stupid, like my tits are just dumb. But I think playing that kind of dumb character is fun. And
I tried that kind of with Brenna over the weekend, where I go, should I wear this bathing suit? And I turned around and I took my balls and I put them
like
on top,
the
on top of the bathing. Oh. I was like, is this cool? Because we were all like debating on what to wear. And I was like, nothing matters. Like, she was a little worried about what she'd wear. And I was like, is this cool? And she goes, don't ever do that again. It looks like you have a bald chicken and on top of you. And then she Googled, if you Google bald chicken, it looks exactly
like what it looked like.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know. It was fucking, that was fun.
That is just those little bodily things that you were talking to someone with a straight face and then they suddenly see it and they're like, oh my God, that's always fun. So there was one from Ask Women. This is one I saved. It says, what do you feel comfortable doing platonically with women that you cannot do with men? So this is to asking women. Mm. They said, I mean, there's so many, cuddling, holding hands, changing in front of them. I don't hold hands with my girlfriends. Do you, Noah?
No, never.
Me neither. But I don't cuddle with them either. I've always felt uncomfortable with that. And the one that did cuddle me once, I think, was gay. And the whole time I was like, I know girls do this, but I can't do that. Complimenting them, especially on their appearance. This is my own shortcoming, though. I wish I had the courage to compliment men.
This is a guy writing.
No, that's a woman. I feel constantly about how men don't get compliments. Let's step it up, everyone. Compliment men.
It feels good.
Andrew, I like your Instagram today. It was really funny. Your post. The thing where you said the Italian steps, trying to get pussy on Italian steps is so funny. And then when you changed the word of the...
to dick the penis?
Yes.
I'm glad you picked that up.
The choice of penis was really, really funny.
Thank you.
It was really, really well done. Someone said discussing politics. Some guys get too emotional while discussing serious topics, so I prefer talking to ladies. I do believe talking politics, sometimes with men, is frustrating because a lot of them have to do with like women's issues and you are like, you don't get it, but like, how can they? They're not a woman. So it's kind of like a losing battle, and sometimes sharing beds, changing in front of each other, cuddling on couch, holding hands. I used to share beds with my male friends all the time. Same. And I just want to say I am so, so sorry to all the men that I forced to sleep in the same bed as me. Because it was inappropriate, even though I knew that nothing would happen between us. You probably had a little bit of a crush on me. It probably wasn't that comfortable for you. You probably were thinking, maybe she likes me, maybe she doesn't. Like, probably kept you up. I should have just let you sleep on the couch instead of being like, no, don't sleep on the couch. That's stupid. I should have let you do that. And I'm sorry for if I like led you on or anything.
Well, you didn't have to put on the little nightie and then be like, my dumb tits are sleeping next to you.
Do you want a gummy worm? Yeah. There's a glow worm in my pussy to keep us up.
But we're platonic.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, why are you being weird?
Okay, we got to go. Do you want to take us out on a wrap?
Sure, I'll take us out on a wrap because you always know that I'm about to snap with a snap back. That's the kind of hat I wear with a heart attack from a Big Mac. I got a loose sack that I put on top of my shorts, and it looks like a bald chicken, but it is not. It's a McChicken from McDonald's.
Man, you really brought the heat. I gotta go because I got a meet and greet. Who? With who? Well, I gotta jump online. I'm pitching a show to Netflix and it's gonna be fine. Whether they take it or not, I'll be okay. Things are just gonna go right. This is part of my day. My dad's gonna come over later. We're gonna go on IG Live. We're gonna play some music. It's gonna be about 5 hours long. And my dad lost his voice, so he was like, why should I even come? And I go, because you play guitar and you can just shut the fuck up and just play and I'll sing. And he's like telling me about his weekend. I'm like, Dad, I don't care. Let's wait until we're live and we can do this on air. Let's not have a conversation that's not worth having. If we can share it with the world, that's what's happening.
Your dad is literally the do we have to meet up to have coffee meme with you.
He really is. He was trying to have a conversation on the phone. I go, let's do it. Let's wait for Instagram Live. This is very, I'll be much more engaged if I know people are watching me watch my dad. All right, we got to go. Thank you guys so much. We'll be here all week. I'm having a friend on the show on Thursday, Taylor, one of my best friends from high school, one of the originators of K. Can't wait to have her in studio. But we'll be here tomorrow on my birthday. And yeah, come to Westport. Come this weekend to see shows. I'll be, it's me performing for the first time as a 38-year-old. And don't be cut and jackalope.
London.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.